does the state's in-state Amtrak routes, do those go through your department?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Just, and we're very excited. We just are part of a procurement that's between the Illinois Department of Transportation and the California Department of Transportation. We're buying new rail cars, and the new rail cars are going to be used on all of our in-state routes, which include the Chicago to Quincy route, which comes through Macomb. And we expect to have those cars start coming in for us in 2015, 2016. And so I think that's going to enhance the rider experience tremendously. It's going to provide Wi-Fi opportunities for students that are traveling between here and Chicago, say, for instance. And I think we're only going to see increased ridership as we have seen over the past 5 or 6 years.
It's basically going to look like the current cars, but just offer more amenities. Do you know?
They're going to be bi-level cars. Right now, we have it's all on one level. And the bi-level cars, what it does, it allows us to transport more passengers on the same footprint. So it makes it more efficient, and it gives us opportunity to expand service without having to add train sets. And so I think there'll be an upgrade in the passenger experience with those cars.
What's that going to cost the state?
It's actually not going to cost the state anything. We're getting all of that money for that purchase through the federal government, through the federal stimulus package that the president passed when he first took office about 4 years ago. And so it's, I think, the Illinois share of that for the Midwest Consortium, which includes Missouri and Michigan, is $268 million.
Is there still any talk of extending the line that goes to Quincy down to Hannibal or perhaps further into Missouri?
We just, I've just been made aware of the desire for that to happen. So we really haven't started that conversation or started looking at that. Right now we're expanding routes here in Illinois. We're going to add a route between Chicago and Dubuque, Iowa, and we're going to add a route from Chicago to the Quad Cities. I think those connections with other states are going to be that very next step that we take. So we'll be talking to the Missouri DOT and getting their sense of how they would like to see that proceed.